At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to this edition of Hope. This episode is titled Marvelous, and the song that has just been playing in my head again has been the Walter Hawkins, It's Marvelous. I will put that in my little description of the song, but you can also listen to it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. It is called R period S-H-E-Y-I space 5, and it is listed under Hope and Music. And all the songs that I apply with this podcast are on that channel, so you can just click into that and listen to the songs. The psalm for today is Psalm 103, and as I said, the song is Marvelous by Walter Hawkins. And I was just thinking how marvelous God is all day, every day, all the time, and how it is just important that we give Him that glory and that honor and just come to Him in gratitude, because at least for me, when I am when I'm down, I can go into my head and just start thinking of all the things that are wrong, and that could spiral down a valley really quickly. So the minute I feel that coming along, I go to a song or ask the Holy Spirit to please guide me in what scriptures I can be saying over and over again till I come out of it. But usually my go-to is always music, and that's seems to be how the Holy Spirit speaks to me, is through songs. And I get one in my head and boom, it just pulls me out of that spiral and that negative thought pattern and that downward spiral. So everyone has their own different way the Holy Spirit speaks to them. And it's important to be quiet and be able to listen and hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And as I said, today when I was walking, all of a sudden this song came to mind. And I haven't heard this song literally in, I want to say, 12 years at least. And that's the song that the Holy Spirit brought to mind. And I will read some of the lyrics in a little bit. But it's, again, just giving God praise and thanksgiving for what He did for us. Like, the most marvelous thing is God sent His Son to die for us, to take all our sins on Himself. And if nothing else, that is just a wonderful, marvelous, gracious, loving thing that God did for us. So I'm not sure if that was the reason the song came to mind, but it is getting towards Easter and Good Friday, and just the celebration and the pain of Good Friday, and then the celebration of His resurrection, His life. It's for believers, this is the main event, because without this, we would not have life. He conquered death, and because of Jesus conquering death and coming back to life, we have life in him. And again, the song is Marvelous by Walter Hawkins, and the psalm, which I will read now, is Psalm 103, and it reads, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Amen. We do praise the Lord and we thank him for who he is. He is Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He knows everything about each and every one of us, and he is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And the other thing I was, again, the Holy Spirit brought this to mind. I'm trying to figure out how to put an area for prayer requests on the podcast. I'm not sure if that can be done. I will have to ask my teens to show me. But I was just thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if people put their prayer requests? And we're all in so many different time zones. Some are ahead, some are ahead of others. And I just was thinking that if we were praying for somebody or prayer that we saw, and their day hasn't even started yet, but we've prayed ahead, and so folks are waking up, walking through the day in ease because the Lord has gone ahead of them already to make a way through prayer, through just how the Lord works. He just goes ahead of us. He makes a way sometimes where there seems to be no way. And we just wonder how things, like he parted the Red Sea, it's just things are just going fluidly and not not difficultly at all. It's like he anoints our head with oil and our cup overflows. So all these, like when you oil something, it's just, it goes so easily. And so it's this same thought that the Holy Spirit said, why not? So I need to figure out if there's someplace that folks can put their prayer requests. And then people are praying for those prayer requests all over the world. And I just thought, again, what a marvelous and wonderful thing that would be. And some of the the lyrics of the song Marvelous go like this. Let me just pull it up here. It says, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one else could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it, so you gave your only son. You gave that I might live. You gave that I might be set free. Exchanged your life for mine. What a marvelous thing you've done. Those are just some of the lyrics to the song Marvelous by Walter Hawkins. So I pray the song speaks to you. It becomes one of your favorites. And it just resonates in you what a marvelous thing the Lord has done for us. And just thanking God for his grace, his goodness, his mercy, and his love. And I pray the scripture touches your heart as well. And I pray you're able to share the word with others so that the world can be saved, because the world needs saving. And we need to share and encourage each other, and we need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. So I pray you're able to share the scripture or the song or just anything that touches you in this episode. And I pray the Lord is with you. The Lord keeps you. The Lord keeps his face to shine upon you. And I pray the Lord makes a way for you where there seems to be no way. Till next time, be blessed, be encouraged, please share, and God bless you.